here with what it says in the papers is Fiona Kelly.
Simon Harris features prominently in the lead story in four of today's papers following what it describes as a series of calamities for the Taoiseach. The Irish Independent leads with the line that Fine Gael strategists are now admitting that Fianna Fáil looks likely to win more seats than their party in Friday's election. Quoting a Fine Gael election candidate, meanwhile, the Irish Examiner runs with the lead headline, 48 hours to turn it around. The paper builds a story around the fallout from the Taoiseach's apology to disability worker Charlotte Fallon after a clip of how he handled her when they met in Kanturk on Friday night went viral, as well as yesterday's Sunday Independent Ireland Thinks poll, which showed a slip in support for Fine Gael. The Irish Times leads with its own poll this morning, which suggests that support for Fine Gael is now behind both Fianna Fáil and Sinn Féin at 19%, which is down 6 points on the last poll on the 14th of November. Fianna Fáil is up 2 points to 21%, while Sinn Féin is up 1 point on 20%. The Ipsos BNA poll of 1,200 people was conducted between last Wednesday and Saturday, and the margin of error is estimated at 2.8%. The Irish Daily Mail leads with a story about how many politicians, including the Taoiseach, have in the past posted content on social media which hasn't been declared as political advertising. The Irish Sun leads with the story speculating about whether the DPP is likely to carry out a review of the Conor McGregor rape case following the finding in the civil action against him on Friday that he raped Nikita Hand in the Beacon Hotel in December 2018. A call on retailers from the Rape Crisis Network to stop selling Conor McGregor's alcohol brands generates a lead story in the Irish Daily Mirror. Flood, sweat and tears, that's the lead headline in the Irish Daily Star, which reports on the cleanup operation taking place around the country in the aftermath of Storm Bert. The death of 25-year-old Ryan Glenn and Gordy Galbraith from County Tyrone in a road crash in Donegal on Friday night receives coverage on the front of today's Irish News. And for its lead story, the Belfast Telegraph reports on the distress caused to the family of a victim of loyalist killer Michael Stone after his photograph was shown on the big screen at a football match in Edinburgh. The image appeared after Hearts Football Club asked fans to send in pictures via social media to be screened before Saturday's match against Celtic at Tynecastle Stadium. The club has apologised and pledged to review its internal procedures after an image of Stone taken in 1998 as he left the Mays prison was used at the game. The post to accompany the picture claimed that it was an old photo of him coming through the turnstiles. Deborah McGuinness, whose brother Thomas McAlane was among three mourners murdered by Stone at Milltown Cemetery in 1988, said that the incident had caused her great upset. And finally, the picture on the front of today's Independent is of Ireland footballer Julie Anne Russell and her daughter Rosie. In an interview with Aidan Fitzmaurice, the 33-year-old talks about how she hadn't expected to get the call from Eileen Gleeson to play in the upcoming Euro 2025 playoffs, but that she kept herself sharp after her own season with Galway United ended 6 weeks ago by training with the Salthill Devons men's team.
Fiona, thank you very much.